Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station. Let's see here. We got an issue that I think you guys might be able to answer better than we can. Meredith is asking us advice. And I'm the wrong person to ask because I'm a little salty about the subject.
I asked you off air.
I know. And I had to make an executive decision. I said, I think this is a good conversation for you to take to the audience.
Yeah.
Because if you ask me, I've been a purchaser of many nice gifts that I haven't seen in rotation.
Okay.
So I'm kind of sour to it. That's why I'm like, my answer is a little jaded. Mm. So I didn't want to just go off of mine. Mine is like, you better not take that goddamn thing off. That's what I say. But I mean, but maybe some ladies out there will understand it better. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll say this too, because we care, because like Anthony wants a guy's opinion too. Meredith is rocking a necklace that is probably the nicest necklace I've seen her wear.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
By far.
Like, your necklace game ain't been up to par.
Nah. I don't really wear a lot of jewelry.
Right. And your man tightens you up with this nice diamond junk.
Yeah, he did really well.
Like, yeah, he went to Jared's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So every kiss begins with kiss. So he got you the diamond joint, and now you want to take it off.
Okay, yeah, so I don't want to wear it every day. And I know that sounds, I guess, weird or wrong, but I've been wearing it every day since I got it for my birthday, which is right before Christmas.
Why have you been wearing it every day?
Because I like it, and also I feel guilty taking it off. But I've been wanting to take it off for like a week now, maybe 2 weeks, just to take, you know, let me breathe a little bit.
Right, and so I told you it has to be in rotation.
Yeah.
Like, you have to, like, at least 4 days out of the week, like, let him see it.
That's a lot.
Like, I mean, because you were without one,
yeah,
and now you got it and you're excited about it, you got to keep that same energy. It's really the same way with kids when they get stuff for Christmas. Like, when they stop playing with it, you want to smack them in the head.
Yeah, but that happens, like, the same day or the next day. Like, almost about a month now. And I'm like, when can I just take the jewelry off?
Did you ask
him? Do I have to, like, leave it on? I haven't asked him
good.
Yet, but he told me a story about how some guys, they just always wear necklaces, like Italian guys or whatever. Like, they always have the gold chain on or whatever. So I think he expects me to wear this, like, all day, every day. Until I die.
I gave a cross away thinking that it would be worn like daily.
Yeah.
And that cross ain't been seen.
It's burning.
That cross ain't been seen. It's like, so I'm like, yo, I mean, like, and I was picking nice stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I personally, I think the person who purchases it want to see you use it. And now it doesn't have to be jewelry.
Right.
But jewelry is high end. He spent some money on that.
He did.
And dudes want to see, guys, if you buy her something, do you want to see it in rotation? Or do you just say, hey, I gave it to you because I love you and you do what you want to do with it?
I can see you wearing it, you know, every now and then. But I don't think there's the expectation of you never taking it off.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you got chain for yourself. You wear yours like...
I wear mine a few times a week.
Five, six times a week.
Yeah, that's different.
Why? It's the same thing. She should wear hers.
Nah, she doesn't have to wear it daily.
Okay.
That's too
much.
Not daily, but that's why I said three to four times a week.
Or maybe even just for like special occasions or something like that.
She said she ain't got no special occasions.
It's the pandemic.
It's the pandemic. She ain't going nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere.
It's like, you
that's
better wear that around the house. You better stir them grits with that thing on your neck.
I still feel like 4 days a week is kind of a lot to ask for. No?
Why?
I don't know. I'm not used to wearing a lot of jewelry. I have the ring and then I have my earrings, which I always put on. Maybe I'm just like low maintenance when it comes to jewelry.
Right. But I'm saying you can say, hey, like on the stuff that you want to get next,
yeah,
maybe it's not jewelry. Detour him away from jewelry purchases, like start mentioning some other things you want.
Okay.
But the ones that he just invested in,
he went out of his way to get me.
He didn't know what to get you, so he was like, yo, let me get her a necklace,
right? And then when you don't see the necklace around, you're like, yo, you know how much I paid for that?
No, I don't think it's that important to him. I think he's just glad that he got the gift out of the way.
Well, does it matter if it was like something that was like a little bit more expensive than just a regular thing? Like, what if you spent money on something.
He
Wouldn't
spent more money than you normally would get for.
Yes, he did.
Right.
More money than you're worth.
For sure.
But he gave you like, I mean, he like, you know, you got a second child. So then that factored in. So
I
he's like,
so.
Yeah, you got a bigger thing.
Right.
But trust me, he's going to know if you're not wearing it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to,
I don't want to come off ungrateful because I do. I love it. It's beautiful. It's definitely something I would pick for myself. It's just, I don't know if I have to wear it every day and I feel guilty
taking it off.
No, take it off. A fancy piece of jewelry,
it's not gaudy and fancy.
It's not gaudy.
The way she described it, I don't think something like that needs to be worn every single day. I think you pull it out when you're feeling yourself. And then put it back.
Okay, man, all right.
It ain't like, see, now y'all got to think of like it's Liberace. It's not. It's just a little thing.
Yeah. It's like a little pendant. It's rose gold. It's very pretty.
It's small. Yeah. It's subtle.
Yeah.
It's like something you can wear every day. What else you gonna put around your neck? That's why he gave you a nice, subtle piece with real good bling on there.
Yeah.
So you could wear it.
But I don't want to wear it every day. It's just a lot. It's just, I don't
y'all,
know. I feel,
y'all broads.
I don't
ungrateful.
I know. I don't want to come off ungrateful.
Yeah,
I'll wear it a few times a week if that's important, but I just, you know, I'm just not used to wearing a lot of jewelry.
Uh-huh. Now, Orlando, if it's expensive, why would you want to wear it that much? It's for date nights and events. How many date nights and events you going on, Meredith?
Like once every other month, maybe?
Exactly. I had a chain. I had a chain for about 20 years. I wear it every day.
Okay.
Somebody else said they need a picture.
Okay. I can post it up on Orlando in the Freak Show.
Put it up on Instagram, show them the thing, and then they'll see it's nice and it's subtle and it can be worn every... Ladies, when you get a good gift, do you feel obligated to keep wearing it because your boo is watching?
Oh, man.
Do you feel obligated to use it? Like, matter of fact, when the garage door go up, you go grab your gift. Act like you're doing something with it. Y'all know how you fake us out all the time. Brandon is on the phone. Let's see. Brandon, what's going on?
What up?
Hey, tell me, what's the game now? You give your girl something dope. You want to see it in rotation or what?
I'm 50-50 on it. You know what I'm saying? It's more like a gift. It's me saying like, oh, you know, I was thinking about you. That's why I got you this. But I don't think you got to wear it 24/7, especially if it's really flashy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Again, like y'all said, you know, it's COVID, so there's not really a lot of special events going on. So, I mean, if you go out to, like, eat or something, then maybe wear it. But I don't think you have to wear it 24/7.
Okay, 24/7, but I want it at least 5 days.
But
when we go to the fast food restaurant, you better throw that tag off. All right, Angelica's on. Hey, Angelica, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You are a rotator.
I am. So I've been with my fiance for 7 years, and every holiday he likes to get me a necklace or earrings. I have about 5 of them, and they're all different. You know, one's very elegant, and then I have my normal one that I like to wear every day. But normally he likes to say, hey, when are you going to wear this one? So he knows that I rotate them, but he's okay with me wearing certain ones every single time, and sometimes I won't even wear them, but at least I try to keep them in rotation.
But you hear he's paying attention. Yeah. Guys don't normally pay attention.
Right.
But yo, we pay attention when we purchase something that we know you're gonna like.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see it.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, now you said you guys have been together 7 years or engaged 7 years.
We've been together 7 years, engaged for a year.
All right, well, congratulations.
Thanks.
All right, there you go. That's some good luck, right?
Is it posted?
Yes.
Okay, all right. I was locked out of our account. But anyway, if you go to Orlando and the Freak Show, that is the necklace that I'm wearing, which I love. I just, you know, I want to take it off every now and then.
Brittany's on the phone. Brittany, you just got engaged. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you. Yeah, I did on New Year's Eve. I actually talked to you guys on Therapy Thursday probably about 6 months ago, and then we got engaged.
So did we give you good advice?
You did.
Hey! I love to hear that. Okay, now what's your advice for this little neck bauble that she's rocking?
I think that if it's a simple pendant that's beautiful, you should probably wear it at least 2 to 3 times a week. I have my engagement ring on, and it feels foreign because I'm not used to it. and I want to take it off, but I know if I do, my boo's going to be mad.
Yeah, you better not. That's a whole different subject. You better not take that thing off. Like, yeah, for real. Like, I went through that because when your ring, it's like foreign. It's creating a callus on your hand, and mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, all that. It's very weird.
It's awkward, but, like, I love it, but I'm just like, I'm not used to it being there.
Yeah. Wait till you start bumping it on stuff. You're going to freak out.
I know, right?
Yeah. I'm glad to hear that. Congratulations. I'm glad it worked out for you.
I'm glad you guys did so well at the toy tower, too.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Everybody stepped up major. So thank you, Brittany.
Awesome.
All right. That's dope. See, look at that.
All right.
We got good advice in the building.
That is very good advice. I appreciate it. We got a text in that says, man, she could rock that every day. That's nice and simple, which I totally agree.
Right.
I'm just not used to wearing a necklace every day. So it's been about a month now, and I feel like, you know, maybe I want a couple days off.
That's exactly what I meant, though. It's small enough where it's subtle enough. Like, you're not, like, Dobby's wearing, like, a wrapper chain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? He got a tennis bracelet.
It looks good, kinda, though.
A tennis chain.
Yes.
It's a lot of business.
I couldn't wear that every day.
Every day?
No.
I'd get mugged. You know what I'm saying? Like,
advertisement.
Like, you can't be walking into the Amscot looking like that. You know, but you got something nice where you could, whether you got a dress, it would accentuate that, or right. whether you like in your like workout clothes, yeah. like that, bow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's for. Like, okay. you take that thing off maybe when you bathe.
Yeah.
Or maybe when you sleep.
That's it. And every day just put it back on.
And if you got to change him up with other stuff because you don't like wearing it, then you better give him
I like wearing it. I just, you know, I want a breather.
We got a text. It says, I've gotten my girl all kinds of real gold and diamonds. I'm talking Le'Veon, etc. And her favorite piece is a fake ring with mine and her daughter's name on it and birthstone. I don't mind wherever she wants to wear it. If that's how you feel.
Okay. All right. That would hurt my feelings if my girl was wearing something fake.
I know she ain't going to get more jewelry.
I mean, yeah, right. Yeah. At some point, I was like, yeah, listen, jewelry's off the point.
Yeah.
No, I'm not
get
doing
you an
no
iPhone
more.
Or
Why
something.
Why don't you get her a real one, like a real version of the fake one?
Because
I bet you she'd like it, though.
I bet she doesn't care.
I don't think she cares.
If you've gotten her all kinds of real diamonds and gold and things, and she's choosing to rock the fake stuff, that means she don't really care.
Does this just put a whole nother spotlight on gift giving that we don't understand? Mm. That you give the gift, and the day you get the gift is dope.
Yeah.
And then it just goes on the shelf somewhere. Because, I mean, you got to think about this. Think this way. Next Christmas. Because this is the conversation that we need to make sure we record.
Right.
So people hear, whatever it is you're struggling to buy them next year, like this next December, is going to be thrown away.
It's not thrown away.
It's going to be put aside.
Quick.
You're going to be over it real quick. Just
a break.
And think of the frustration you have when your kids stop playing.
That is so
with
annoying.
Stuff, and you went through everything to get Santa to get that thing to the house.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
You
like,
fought,
you know,
crowds
and he fought
for it.
All kinds of craziness, and he flew all across the country with this Rock'em Sock'em robots, and now you don't want to play them no more.
Yeah, they play for like an hour, and then they're done.
Nah.
All kids are like that.
So think
this
of that.
This is a little bit more special than just like a little robot.
Think of that when you want to take that off, Meredith.
Okay.
He's probably just paying, making payments.
So I should keep this on for what, like a day or like three more months? Because I just want a day or two off. I'll put it back on because it's lovely.
Take it off on the weekend.
Okay.
You shouldn't feel obligated to wear a piece of anything that you're not wanting to wear
every day. This is the person on the show that don't like rules, Meredith. I'm just telling you. Because you notice every conversation, he's like, nah, I don't think they should be making you. It's all, that's, .. after that. He don't like being made to do stuff.
Right.
The thing is, Anthony bought this because he didn't know what else to get you. So I promise you, he's not
funny.
That emotionally attached into this piece of jewelry.
He's okay.
No, he's
Has
not.
He ever bought you jewelry like that before?
He's nothing like this.
Right.
This is a little more substantial. That's as a matter of fact, he tried to design something for me. It didn't work out, so he just went to the store and bought this instead.
Right. That's right. And this is him getting his weight up. Don't listen to Doc. Your man is getting his weight up. He's like, yo, I'm father.
No, right.
We got two kids.
We got two kids. It's mines.
These mines. I'm going to put my stamp on this. Diamond stamp. You are you have been branded with the diamond. Now you rock them.
Them
single broads out there with no neck. Your neck is blanking. Your man has done it there. So Meredith will be 3-4 days.
Okay. I'll keep it on for 4 more days.
Take it off for the weekend. play with the baby. Then when you get out in them streets, put it back on so they know you got a man.
Yeah, that's a great way to take it off because the baby's starting to grab stuff now because she's 7 months old.
I wasn't trying to give you a plot to not use it, Meredith. All right, back up.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.